The NASCAR Hall of Fame has been given approval to erase more than $20 million of debt off its books. In a 10-to-1 vote last night, the Charlotte City Council approved the plan for Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and NASCAR to eliminate the debt in exchange for $5 million in payments from the city. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
In 2005, NASCAR's popularity was soaring. Other cities were vying for the Stock Car Hall of Fame and all those tourists and tourism dollars that were sure to flock to the facility. Charlotte boosters projected some 800,000 visitors in the first year of operation. That didn't happen. Blame the financial crisis, says Deputy City Manager Ron Kimball.
We all know that we fell on pretty bad times in 08 through 12 and 13.
In 2014, the hall only attracted around 170,000 visitors. And when the tourists didn't show up, another source of projected revenue didn't show up as well, says Kimball.
The sponsorship dollars have not come in at the rate we had projected those sponsorship dollars to come in.
It's those sponsorship dollars that are at the heart of this deal. Bank of America and Wells Fargo teamed up to loan the facility $20 million, taking only future sponsorship, commemorative brick sales, and community donations as collateral. That loan has been left largely unpaid as the interest on it continued to grow. So after more than a year of negotiations, the banks have agreed to take a one-time $5 million payment and call it even. The city will use funds from a 2% hotel occupancy tax that was levied to pay for the hall. As for NASCAR, it was owed, too, for royalties.
It's about $3 million over a four-year period.
That, too, is now gone, and NASCAR has restructured its royalty arrangements so the hall won't pay a dime to its namesake until it takes in $10 million or more in a single year. This agreement, Kimball argued, was a sign of a public-private partnership working, a good news story of everyone sitting down at the table in an effort to make the NASCAR Hall of Fame a success.
This is not a cause for celebration.
Councilmember Ed Driggs was having none of it, especially after those rosy attendance projections.
I think too often it feels as if the city decides that it likes something, it wants to do something, and then the facts are just sort of bent in order to make it work.
Even with these debt write-downs, the NASCAR Hall of Fame won't be profitable or break even. Kimball says the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority, which operates the hall, will constrain expenses and beef up marketing. They hope to make the hall break even by June of 2016. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.